for a little girl, she was too sensitive to the atmosphere adults created. Helen took a breath and made herself smile. "This will be an adventure, my darlings, but you must remember what I've told you." She looked at Jamie. "What are we to be called?"
"Halifax," Jamie replied promptly. "But I'm still Jamie, and Abigail's still Abigail."
"Yes, darling." That had been decided on the trip north from London, when it became painfully obvious that Jamie would have difficulties not calling his sister by her real name. Helen sighed. She'd just have to hope that the children's Christian names were ordinary enough not to give them away.
"We've lived in London," Abigail said, looking intent. "That'll be easy to remember," Jamie muttered. "Because we have."
Abigail shot a quelling glance at her brother and continued,
"Mama's been in the Dowager Viscountess Vale's household." "And our father's dead, and he isn't,"
Jamie's eyes widened, stricken.
"I don't know why we need to say he's dead," Abigail muttered into the silence.
"Because he mustn't trace us, dear." Helen swallowed and leaned forward to pat her daughter's knee. "It's all right. If we can..." The carriage door was wrenched open and the coachman's scowling face peered in.
"Are ye getting out or not? It looks like rain, and